You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Big news for the Iowa football program today is they land Michigan tight end transfer Eric Aull. David Eichel, Sean Bock with you, HawkeyeInsider.com. Get 50% off an annual subscription to Hawkeye Insider and 24/7 Sports today. But Sean, it was a matter of when, not if, Iowa landed Eric Aull. I submitted my crystal ball very early, basically right when Eric Aull entered the portal. But that does not negate how massive of a win this is for Iowa. In the transfer portal, he's going to be alongside his former quarterback, Cade McNamara, who Iowa landed earlier in the process. But Abdul Hodge has got to be very, very excited about the future of his room, pairing him with Luke Lachey, and then also having Addison Ostrenga, who we've heard very, very good things about. Steven Stiliano still in the mix as well. But Iowa landing Eric Aull, one of their top targets, again, early in the process, can't really overstate how big of a win this is, I think, for Iowa.
Right. And Aull, you know, went had that surgery, which was believed to be back surgery this past season. That's why his 2022 season was cut short. But when he was playing a primary role for Michigan during that 2021 campaign, you look at his numbers on Pro Football Focus, his offensive rating was 76.8, which is considered very positive. His grade in the passing game was 75.3. His pass blocking could have been a little bit better, but he showed that he could do that in his freshman year. His run blocking was 76.5, and the year before was 77.9. That's a stat that I think is really positive for this Iowa team, because you look at what Sam Laporta and Luke Lachey had this year. You look back at those stats, I believe they were both, you know, not overly high. I think they were somewhere in the 50s range, which on Pro Football Focus is considered a, let's see. So pass blocking for Laporta, which, I mean, obviously he's not going to be a consistent pass blocker, was 58.3. Run blocking was 54.3 or 54.6. Lachey was, for run blocking, which is where he was used more so than Laporta, was 49.3, but his pass blocking was higher at 72.1. So Iowa, I think, to, you know, find success with different things that they want to do in their offense, it was important that not only they add a reliable and proven pass catcher at the tight end position, but also a guy that's used to the Big Ten defenses that can make that adjustment early on and, you know, can be played both in line and out wide. I think that was something that's really important for this team. And obviously the familiarity was really key too. Having Cade McNamara in the fold definitely gave Iowa an upper hand in this one, not only because they're good friends and, you know, good buddies on and off the field, but that chemistry is really important. And, you know, you mentioned it too in the video that I recorded. I think Lachey and Aull really hit it off along with Sam Laporta. I mean, assuming Sam Laporta is gone next year, you know, Aull and Lachey really seem to hit it off. And, you know, those two can really coexist with each other and make something happen. I mean, yes, Iowa's going to add more talent on the outside at the receiver positions. But as we know with this Iowa team, the key is going to be the middle of the field, just finding guys in the middle of the field. That's going to be where most of their success is found. Yes, you know, they're saying they're going to open it up more. That's been what they're telling recruits. That's what they're telling, you know, guys like Eric Aull, K. McNamara. You know, McNamara mentioned on that podcast, like Iowa has said, like, we don't want to be like this. You know, we need to change. Yep. And, you know, they're going to change. I believe that they're going to find, you know, more success on the outside. But I think most of their offensive values are going to remain the same when it comes to that middle of the field with those tight ends.
And that's absolutely fine. And the reality is, Sean, I think when you look back, I think about earlier Iowa offenses, They want the run to set up the play action. There's just hasn't been consistent enough running and the downfield threat to really have that great play action plays that we've seen for a number of years. I mean, I think back to 2015, Michigan State, long touchdown run, play action. You think about the Mississippi State game where Iowa had negative 15 rushing yards, right? But what was the play that opened it up? It was the play action. They found Nick Easley down the field, touchdown. Iowa just has not had the personnel or the basically anything in place to be able to utilize that. So I think it's also, like you said, it can't overstate. If Eric All can get back to 100% health, which I believe he will be able to, him run blocking, opening up for Caleb Johnson's a massive, massive win just from that standpoint as well. And him and Lachey, and I want people to realize this too, adding Eric All does not mean that Abdul and the coaching staff don't believe in Addison Ostrenga. Like, he's young enough. But I would also say this. Iowa is in win now. With them getting Cade McNamara, with them recruiting a tight end, with them looking at perimeter talent, wouldn't you agree, Sean? They are in more win now mode than I think we've seen Kirk over the past few years. Because with the divisions going away, the year after next, looking at Iowa's schedule, looking at the defensive guys they could have returning, looking at the offensive weapons they can add, having a new quarterback, they got to be just foaming at the mouth at the opportunity that they have next year to win 10 games and get back to Indianapolis for a Big Ten title. Like, I honestly, Sean, from the very, 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 very early projections with all the new coaches, with who some of the other teams lose, and with Iowa's schedule, It's almost an expectation from my standpoint that Iowa should be back in Indianapolis next year. And I really don't think that that's crazy to say. So I think Iowa is adopting that win now mentality, and them landing Eric All just kind of adds to that belief of mine.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think from a standpoint of obviously adding McMurray and all are important, but I think when you look at the Big Ten West, even though Luke Fickell, it's going to be an interesting year in Wisconsin to see how many guys they can retain, who they get at quarterback, honestly. That's going to be something to watch. Nebraska, they're obviously – I don't think they're going to have the roster overhaul that they had this past season, but I think they're going to be, you know, a tough team again. Minnesota, at the top of my head, I mean, losing Mo Ibrahim, that's going to be big. You know, there are a couple other guys that they'll lose that will be important. Then, obviously, still some draft decisions. Illinois is going to be tough. I mean, they're still trying to find a quarterback. Purdue, I think it's going to be a rebuilding year there.
Illinois loses Chase Brown, though, correct?
That is true, yes. They do lose Chase Brown. So that's going to be really critical. I think they have a pretty old offensive line, too. So that's going to be something that will be needed to track. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, but it's the thing with the Big Ten West and putting those expectations. Yes, I think you got to be in win now mode with the guys that they have. And yep. Caden and Eric are two guys that are going to be molded to be in that win now mode. But I also think you got to really see what the portal looks like and what else you can add, along yep. with who else other teams add, because not saying a quarterback or a running back is going to make all the difference, but it's going to make a big time difference with some of these other schools. So
I've always said this too, dudes recruit dudes, and you get another dude who's accomplished like Eric All. Like, this is helping Iowa set the foundation for what they want to do. And like you said, there's still going to be some attrition across the board. I'm very curious that, you know, if Nebraska lands an elite quarterback, but Casey Thompson still might come back for another year as well. And I mentioned win now. I mean, this is not something I'm hearing. This is just me projecting, Sean. Eric All is playing 1 year at Iowa and going to the NFL. Like, this is a guy, if he's healthy this past season at Michigan, he's probably in the league. He probably already, you know, after the college football playoff, would have declared for the NFL draft. Like, he is that kind of upside from what I've heard and what I think we've seen as well from him. So it is win now mode for Iowa. I think that they've done it. This is where I want people to understand too, and I want your take on this, Sean. Iowa has done as good of a job as anybody in the country with the portal. And it has been as aggressive as anybody in the country in the portal. Agree? Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, yes, I mean, they're not reaching out to every dude, but they're getting in on dudes early. And that's really important. I mean, getting Ernest Hausman, no matter what happens in that recruitment, getting him on campus that early was critical. Isaac Tesla, I mean, getting involved with him really early on was huge. I mean, yes, there's still some things that need to play out in that recruitment, but things are looking decent there, assuming that some schools hold off. Getting involved there was critical. Seth Anderson, like, I think he's potentially a Power 5 wide receiver, but obviously Iowa's the only Power 5 offer there. So I think getting those three guys, getting involved there with them, and obviously you mentioned McNamara and Eric All, getting those guys in the boat early is really important, because then you can build around other positions. I'm not worried about the defense. I know Iowa wants to get a cornerback. Obviously, it didn't work out with Harvard grad transfer Alex Washington. But they're going to get other guys. You just got to give that one time. I think they'll try to go for at least one cornerback in the portal. Who knows if they go for a defensive end. I think they're probably set with one cornerback. But offense, I mean, we knew from the jump that offense would be the focus. And they've done a really good job of filling those holes right now.
I'd still like to see Iowa continue to go after some top linebackers, because I think they have a lot to sell. They need to capitalize off the momentum. Again, we don't know what happens with Ernest Hausman yet. I think Iowa's done as aggressive of a job as anybody, but this is a guy that's going to have Michigan after him. He's going to have Ohio State after him. I mean, he is an absolute dude. I mean, he's probably one of the best transfers on the market, in my opinion, Sean. Just with how many years of eligibility he has and his upside. I mean, I think that he, you know, he could be really, really good. So again, I think Iowa's done a nice job with the portal. I know some people are confused about Alex Washington, as you mentioned, the Harvard grad transfer. If he visits, he's visiting Vanderbilt. You know, for some guys, Sean, getting a Harvard education along with a Vanderbilt education, that's going to earn you a big payday in life, regardless of if football works out or not. So, and if you go to Harvard for 4 years, you get a degree and you're grad transferring, it ain't all about football at the end of the day. So, you know, I got to tip my cap off to him that he wants to pursue those educational, you know, pursuits. And I think people should too. It's not an opportunity that everybody gets, but I'm with you. I don't see Iowa pressing for any defensive linemen. I'd still like them to go after a couple of offensive guards just to stabilize the interior, because Ellsbury's shown flashes. Justin Britt, I think, has been a really, really good teammate. I just don't know if he'll ever really be fully healthy enough to contribute on a regular basis.
I think there's confidence within the program about the offensive line, and especially on the interior. I think there's some confidence there. I mean, maybe you could throw around the idea of a center, but I think Iowa, I'm a believer in George Barnett. I think things are going to figure itself out at those positions.
I think he's definitely got one more year. I think anybody wants him fired. I just don't understand the premise because of how young of a line he had to play and to move guys around. I mean, Sean, they had three guys at offensive tackle on the depth chart this year. I think the entire season, like there's zero depth there. I think you look at, you know, moving Colby to guard. Okay, well, he practiced a lot of tackle in the offseason, but now he's getting another full spring, a full summer, a full fall camp at offensive guard. I think we're going to see a huge jump in his performance next season. I'm a believer in Mason Richmond. I think he was a 24/7 Sports Freshman All-American last year. You know, he has rough moments, but I expect a big jump from him. The big question for me is, A, Iowa signed Cade Proctor. They need to get him official. Obviously on the 21st, he can play right tackle. And how good and how far can Logan Jones come over the next 7-8 months at center? Because you cannot have those delayed snaps. You can't have that happen when you have a guy as experienced as Cade McNamara in the backfield. That has to be cleaned up in year two.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I don't disagree with you for a second. I mean, it all starts up front. That's, yeah. I mean, we can talk about Cade McNamara. We can talk about Eric Hall, Luke Lachey, the receivers that Iowa has coming back, the receivers that they're potentially going to get. I think they have a good chance of getting to Anderson this weekend. And obviously, Isaac Tislaw, kind of waiting to see there. But it doesn't matter unless you improve up front. And this, I mean, Iowa knows that as much as anyone. They know that you have to improve up front in order to be successful. And that's going to be the key this offseason. You know, it's good to see because there was seemed to be a, from the outside, there was a lot of, I guess, questions of to how these guys would buy in, like not to speculate on transfers and everything, but how guys would buy into the offense. Obviously, you're going to lose some guys, Keegan Johnson, Arlen Bruce being those guys. But I think seeing that guys like Caleb Johnson are bought in, seeing that Cade McNamara especially is bought in, that could really rejuvenate what you want to do offensively, or at least, you know, the confidence of this program, what they want to do offensively. I think that could really help them take that step forward in that regard. And seeing that Caleb Johnson tweet, I mean, I know there was really no whispers of him transferring. I mean, hard to transfer when you're the number one back at a Power Five school.
Yeah.
But seeing those comments yesterday, seeing that he's pretty locked in, like that's really good to hear. And, you know, it's going to come – I mean, there's so many things that have to work offensively for an offense to be successful. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the offensive line. That's where things need to get resolved.
No doubt. And I'm with you about – I think a lot of people breathe a sigh of relief when they've seen Caleb Johnson kind of actively recruiting on Twitter and making those sort of comments. I mean, he's a guy who strikes me that has the same kind of confidence and swagger as Cade McNamara. I mean, they kind of want I think they're going to thrive off the, I don't want to say the hate, but the rightful criticisms of what this Iowa offense has been. And I think that, you know, Caleb knows, Sean, that he's going to be a big part of the offense next year. He knows that he has a special, special opportunity. And I've said it on here. I think he could be one of the best backs Iowa's had in the Kirk Ferentz era and maybe in school history. Like he has that sort of upside to me. And I don't think it's crazy to believe that, especially if they can get some stabilization up front. He could be in for an all-conference caliber year next season. I have that much faith in the kid.
Yeah, no, there's definitely – I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to finish in, you know, top five in the Big Ten. I mean, maybe, but I don't think so. But there's confidence that, you know, it'll take a step forward. And that's really all you can ask for at this point.
So Eric Hall commits to Iowa, huge, huge win for the program. But for David Eichel, Sean Bock, follow us on Twitter at David Eichel, at SBock247, and at Hawkeyes on 247. And stay tuned to HawkeyeInsider.com for the latest on Iowa football, basketball, recruiting, and just about everything else. Signing day next week, a week from today. Ton of content will be coming out, so stay tuned for that. Till next time, talk soon.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus,
official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.